Six Nations Elected Council will host a Walk the Tract event in September and hopes to educate Six Nations community members and residents living within the Haldimand Tract on the Haldimand Proclamation and also promote allyship within those communities. Six Nations Elected Council discussed the September event during the July 25th General Council meeting. The event will take place over a three-day period beginning Saturday, September 23rd and ending Monday, September 25th, and will see Six Nations community members and supporters of the campaign walking through six municipalities within the Haldimand Tract in hopes to educate the allied communities and raise awareness about the current land claims litigation case Six Nations is involved in with both the federal and provincial government. The walk will begin with a ceremonial opening in Dundalk and see the campaign make stops in Fergus, St. Jacobs, Kitchener, Brantford, Cayuga, and Port Maitland. Six Nations Elected Council and TAP Resources, a local Six Nations event management and consulting firm, are co-organizing the event. And Tuesday, Johnson McDonald of TAP Resources spoke to creating and organizing this event as a celebration that is promoting friendship and education within the planned stops.
We are working really hard to make sure that this campaign is being presented and delivered from a point of celebration, friendship, and allyship. And our focus is on educating on the Haldimand deed.
She says one of the hopes of the event is to ease the minds of those currently living within the Haldimand Tract that Six Nations are not seeking land back in their current litigations and are instead looking to hold both the federal and provincial governments accountable.
One of the objectives is to ease the minds of people along the track that we are not going after land back, but holding federal government accountable.
Johnson McDonald further detailed what the hopes are to come from the event and how people will be encouraged to help support the campaign.
Single most important message, the Haldimand Tract is legitimately significant to Six Nations, the Haudenosaunee people, and the Crown's failure to honor their fiduciary responsibilities. That is the single most important message that we are trying to get across. And we're saying it in a lot of different ways. What do we want our target population to think or do having participated in the campaign? We want them to be more aware of the tract's history and the current status in regards to Six Nations, and that they have a shared history with us, and to realize the significant impact and legitimacy of the launch litigation. We want to hear them say and react with, "I didn't realize that. I didn't know that. How can I help?" And the answer to that will be to write their local MPs and NPPs in support of the Crown resolving the litigation with fair financial compensation.
She also spoke on the six education stops that will take place during the three-day event.
At each stop will be pretty much the same program. We have Gary Farmer and Derek Miller will be joining us as a way of, again, pulling people in. They'll start with a bit of a concert. We have Eddie Thomas will be joining us. They'll be incorporated again, sharing some of our traditional social dances. We'll have Indigenous food tastings, not a meal, just tastings there.
Taylor Hill from Six Nations Elected Council's consultation and accommodation process team spoke on the possibility of questions being asked about the current litigation battle Six Nations is involved with at the event and suggested Six Nations Director of Lands and Resources, Lonnie Bomberry, be in attendance to answer questions about the litigation.
I know one of the questions coming up about this, if people are going to ask the litigation, it might be a good thing to have Lonnie at one of the stops, perhaps, because, you know, he can give a pretty good history of, because he's been with the litigation for so long. And that is going to be one of the obvious questions that come up once you're at the educational stop. So he might be someone to consider having at one of them or recording, like Teresa mentioned.
Six Nations Elected Council approved various event branding motions that were up for vote during the July 25th General Council meeting, and the event will be highlighted at Six Nations Elected Council's annual General Assembly, which is set to take place on August 24th, where a drone show will promote the September Walk the Track event.